Hello! We have another bonus episode for you. This was our second live Fungula recording, which was in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's Comedy Club. My friend Brian Bates was my guest. We had a great time talking Mattitudes and Gratitudes with the live audience. It was so fun. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode and let me know, should we do it again? What city should we do a Fungula live recording? Would you like to come and be a part of that? Fill out a little card. Tell us what you're grateful for and what's making you mad. Give you a bad attitude. What is your mattitude? Let us know where we should do another live Fungula episode. But until then, enjoy this bonus episode of Fungula live at Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to invite Brian back on stage with me. And I'm so excited you guys are here. This is such a fun show that we do because we get to engage with you guys in a way that we don't typically get to do in stand-up. Like, sometimes you'll see, like, comics, they'll do crowd work and, like, and you know, make jokes with the crowd. But this is more like we're talking about what are we grateful for and what are we mad about. And then we're just having a conversation together as a community. And then also we're going to laugh a lot because some people are grateful for interesting things. And yeah, all right. Oh, here's our bowl.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Danielle. You guys give it up for Danielle one time. Road manager, producer of our podcast. B, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Have a seat. Thank you for joining me on the Fungula podcast. Thank you, everybody. I wrote down a couple things that I am grateful for. But first, Brian, how do we know each other? Do you remember how we met?
We met here at Zany's.
Uh-huh.
Probably 13, 14 years ago.
Dang.
You had just woke up.
Uh-huh.
You saw that
Well, a little bit before that, because I was 17 years old. But yeah, just blew up. Go ahead.
All right, so I may have my math wrong. You had just blown up. I didn't know who you were.
Uh-huh.
And Nate was your feature. So I was hosting, Nate was middling, and you were headlining.
Look at that.
And Nate talked about you. I didn't know who you were, because Nate talked about going on the road with you, how she's just killing it. I think you already kicked your special in Houston.
Yeah.
And but I'd never met you. And you, before I even did a show with you, I used to work at the TV station here in town.
What station was it?
The
can
CBS.
You say it?
Yeah.
Or did you sign a non-disclosure?
No. It was a CBS affiliate, News Channel 5.
Yeah. Oh, they're here tonight.
Yeah. And you came there to do an interview for your shows. You know, they all sold out, so I guess you're just being nice. And
oh my God, I was selling out back then too. Just kidding, we're not even sold out tonight.
And your first words to me were, is Law & Order SVU on this channel?
Yeah, was it really? Did I really say that?
Yeah, and you said, could I get a copy of some of the previous episodes? Because you were like, we're missing them or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the first things you said to me.
That's funny that you remember that. I'm a big Law & Order SVU. Anybody else a big SVU fan? Here? Like, I've seen all the episodes. And then I'll still put them on. Even if I've seen it, I still put it on because now it's just kind of like noise in the background. You know what I mean? And just like every time I hear that din-din, like it does something to my spirit. You know what I mean? It's like the Holy Spirit, like, won't he do it? And then also dun-dun, it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like in case Jesus is taking too long, just put on SVU, that dun-dun, it will get you there. You know what I mean? It'll get you across the finish line. That's so great. Okay, so you started the TV station, but how long have you been doing stand-up then?
Altogether, 17 years. Full-time, 10.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Full-time, and now you're on the road. Now you're doing the podcast with Nate.
Yep.
Look at you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll start with you.
That's so cool. Okay, I'm going to bring this up because we were just talking about you being on a walk the other night.
Yeah.
And maybe to hear. Okay, you guys,
Brian went on a walk the other night, walking his dog. And do you ever see, like, your neighbor's TVs are on?
Yeah.
Do you be looking to see what they're watching? Right, you look, right? I give it a glance. I give it, like, I'm not looking, but I'm for sure trying to see what are they watching. And then I judge. I do judge. But, so anyways, Brian sends me a video. He goes, am I crazy or are my neighbors watching you on TV right now? And then he zooms in and sure enough, they were watching one of my specials on TV. I was like, no way. I wonder if they're coming. I was like, at this point, the show had not sold so well. And so I was like, hey, can you go knock on the door and tell them I'm doing my podcast show on Tuesday? So I wonder if they're here tonight. If anybody was recently watching my Mahalo and Goodnight special at around 8:30 p.m. last week.
Well, maybe an easier way to say it is, if he was my neighbor.
If you know that Brian's your neighbor.
Yeah.
And you were watching me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was watching you.
Yeah.
I stuck around a while.
Yes. You said, I love this part.
What y'all gonna watch next?
Girl, watch my YouTube videos. I'll send them. Okay, let's move into matters. All
right.
Okay, tell me. First of all, what's one of your mattitudes lately? Mattitude, you guys, is the thing that is annoying you, pissing you off, making you mad, and giving you a bad attitude, or as I like to call it, a mattitude. So that's where we get mattitude. Okay, what's a mattitude of yours these days?
Okay, all right. Hear me out on this before you judge me.
Oh my God, I'm judging.
These businesses that collect money for charities.
Okay.
Because most of the time, the people checking you out don't even know what they're collecting for. They have to tell you. So
oh, you mean when you're at the register, you want to donate $2 for such and such?
Yeah, it's always like, they just mumble it. Would you like to give $1 then or then?
Uh-huh.
It's like, what? I think of a dollar. I was at Kroger in East Nashville, a sweet little black lady. She didn't even finish the sentence. She just goes, you want to give $1 to diabetes? She didn't say diabetes research. She didn't say diabetes prevention. She just said diabetes. So I thought maybe this was a comedian. I'll make her laugh. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to give $1 to diabetes because I'm sick of diabetes. I don't want to give any more of my money. She looked up from her checkout register and she just goes, I heard that! And just kept checking me out. But the worst, the most awkward situation, this was 3 weeks ago, I was in St. Louis at the Funny Bone, and you know how it is, in the morning, when they have you do morning radio, and they send somebody from the club that you've never met at like 6 a.m. to pick you up, and you just roll out of bed.
It's awful.
Yeah. So now I just roll out of bed. I'm with a stranger I've never met in a car, and he's driving me to do morning radio.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is when you wake up so early that even if you brush your teeth, you still got bad breath. You know what I mean? It's that early in the morning.
It didn't take.
Yeah, it didn't take. It did. That's how early they wake you up to go be on for morning radio. Okay, continue.
So we got there a little early. I said, could you go through, don't judge me, that McDonald's drive-thru so I could get some breakfast before we go in? And he's like, sure. So we go through the drive-thru, and I ordered the bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. And thank you. And the girl on the speaker said, that'll be $8.93. Would you like to round up to $9 for charity? And I just instinctively said no. And then in the car, I said to this guy who I just met, I said, she was there, she's collecting for. I'm not going to give you that. And he said, oh, well, it was probably the wrong McDonald house. Yeah. The reason I know is because my daughter had open heart surgery. And we spent weeks there. And then we sat in silence. Till we got up to the window. She handed me my 7 cents over him. Did the radio interview. So
did you then give him the 7 cents? Like,
this is for your daughter, sir. Don't spend that in one place. Here's a nickel and 2 pennies. So that's my mattitude.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, I wrote down a couple mattitudes. These are like you know, it's whatever. The fact that it's fall, but it's still hot outside.
Yeah, yeah. I almost said that.
That's annoying.
It's almost October. Come on.
Yeah, like, we were going to go to the fall festival, and then it was 90 degrees, and we had to wear tank tops. I'm like, that's not fall. No, no, I'm not going to the fall festival. So that's one of my just whatever. Mosquito bites, that's another one. Mosquitoes in Nashville?
Yeah.
Stop. Okay? Aggressive. Just find a hobby, not me. Okay, but this is my real attitude. This is my real attitude. Okay. When you're talking on the phone and the person you're talking to is not taking your verbal cues of I'm done with this conversation. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you start saying things like, mm-hmm, all right then, all right, okay, that's crazy, that's crazy, yeah, okay, hey, uh-huh, yeah, all right.
Woo! Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, that's wild. Oh my God, so, yeah. Okay, and then if I start going faster with my cues, like, okay then, All right, and you still don't get it? It's like the ticking, like, time bomb, you know what I mean? Like, I'm about to lose it. And I'm not gonna, like, yell at the person, but I will be like, girl, I gotta go. Like, what?
Yeah.
You didn't hear all my nice cues? I give you nice cues. I didn't have to be mean. That's my attitude, but people don't take the listening cues. And my husband is culprit number one. Oh, when he wants to talk, he's gonna talk. I don't care if you got somewhere to be. He just FaceTimed me right before we came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna go on stage. And he's like, hey, so what are you gonna make for? And I'm like, no. What are you? No. Just no. So that's my attitude. People not listening, taking your cues. Okay. Not that much. Gratitude. Let's move into gratitude, B. Bates.
Okay.
What are you grateful for? What's something in your life that you are grateful for?
Okay, and hear me out on this, because a lot of people will not agree with this, but I'm grateful for what Nashville has become. And here's why. I grew up here, I've lived here all my life, so if y'all are judgy, I've been here longer than y'all have, all right? Y'all moved here 6 months ago. And you're like, oh, it's changed so much. Has it? But
this is not the Nashville I remember moving to.
But you know, it started as stand-up comedy. Everyone moves to New York or LA, and I considered it. But then, you know, I got married, we had a kid, and our families are here, and I realized, you know, that's not going to probably happen. But what happened is Nashville became such a cool city, a vibrant city in so many ways, not just music. Just creatives are all coming here, and so many great stand-up comics have moved here, including yourself.
Yeah.
So now I get to do functional podcasts because Nashville is a cool place to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am grateful for this city, Nashville. It is so beautiful. It's a breath of fresh air. It literally, coming from LA, it is fresh air.
Yeah.
I am very grateful for this city as well.
Grateful for you.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. See, that's the thing about gratitude. You guys put gratitude out and then it comes back. It's like this big gratitude circle, then just raise your vibration and you feel good. You feel good. I am grateful for my brother is in town visiting from Chicago. So he's in town. I'm grateful. I have a photo shoot on a Thursday, and this is a photo shoot for like new headshots, new pictures for my podcast, new, like, if, like, you book something and then they post a picture like, hey, Angela Johnson Reyes booked the role in this TV show, then they need a picture to post. I don't have any pictures because I haven't taken pictures since before I was pregnant, and it was like 2017, so I was like, well, I gotta have new pictures for when I book something. And then it's funny because I also haven't booked something since 2017. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna just
make a photo shoot, like, in faith, you know what I mean? And I'm just, like, going to manifest a booking with a... I'm going to get my announcement photo before I have anything to announce, is what that is. So I'm grateful for my photo shoot that I have on Thursday coming up. Let's pick some cards and see what people are grateful for in the audience. I'm going to go with this one. Oh, okay. Let's see. This person is grateful for air conditioning and her job. And her Mattitude is loud phone talking on the treadmill at the gym. Lorraine from Nashville, where are you, Lorraine? Where are you? Is that... Oh, over there? Lorraine. Do you go to Planet Fitness? Because I think you're talking about my husband.
Yeah.
No? Okay. My husband is the guy that you hate. And I know for a fact because I've been at the gym when and I can hear him from across the gym on the phone because he has his AirPods in. You don't see how loud. He's already loud. He's Puerto Rican. So already just innately he's loud. And then you put the AirPods in, you don't know the volume of your own voice, so then he's even louder, right? And I've had to walk across the gym to be like, babe, get off the phone. Do your workout. He's like, I am. And he's full on, he'd be talking about personal life stuff. And I'm like, babe, people know you're married to me. You're putting our business out in these streets. These treadmill streets. So I am with you. I am also very annoyed by people who talk loud on the treadmill. Do you have anybody specifically in mind? Like, is there a specific person at the gym that you always see? Oh, it just happened yesterday? She didn't even have her AirPods on. On speakerphone? On FaceTime? Bless her heart. Job. Full on just on FaceTime on the treadmill having a loud conversation. Was it a long one too? A full conversation. It wasn't like, hey girl, I'm at the gym. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's so cute. I'll call you later. Okay, bye. It wasn't that.
I'm impressed.
It was one of those and then what happened conversations.
When I'm on the treadmill, I can't even breathe, much less talk to somebody. I'd be like, I gotta let you go. I am dying up here. I'm impressed. Am I supposed to give it to you?
No, you read it.
Okay, because I can't read this.
Okay.
I can't.
You need your readers?
I do need it. Is that Dion Swenson?
Don.
Don Swenson, okay.
Okay.
From Thompson Station, Tennessee.
Okay.
She would always know. Yeah. Her gratitude is the birth process.
Oh. The birth
Explain
process.
Explain yourself.
You deliver babies for a living. Okay, listen. I thought you were like one of those people that like enjoy pain and it's like, it's so beautiful. This, I mean, it is beautiful, but just evade the birth process. That's a way to get your card picked.
Yeah.
So you deliver babies. Are you a nurse, a doctor, a doula?
A nurse midwife,
that's the word, midwife. So do you do deliveries at homes?
I do.
You said it with a tone. What does that mean?
Babies in a hospital, but I
do. Okay, you deliver them in the hospital?
Everybody thinks you're crazy.
Why?
They would. Everybody thinks it's crazy.
To deliver at home?
But it's the coolest.
No, I know so many people who've done it at home. I would have done it at home, but they don't do C-sections at home. So. I couldn't do that one. Oh, darn. I was going to have my dog Bonzo right here next to me. I'm like, he's freshly groomed. It's sanitary. It's fine. Oh, my God. Okay, did she have a attitude?
Yeah. When my kids leave empty cereal boxes in the pantry.
Yep.
Cereal boxes, milk jugs, etc.
Yep. Okay. Empty is a full-on, like, What are you even thinking? Did you just forget to throw it away? But I think what pisses me off more is like 3 Cheerios left. You know, when it's just like a little bit left. Mm-hmm. Like, why didn't you just top off your bowl? You're like, nah, I got boundaries. Nah, I'm not gonna overeat. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna save these 3 Cheerios for tomorrow. I'm generous. I'm gonna give these 3 Cheerios to you. That's good. That is annoying. Are your kids here with you?
No.
Oh, okay. Good, I was gonna talk to them.
Is your daughter eat Cheerios?
No.
She's not there yet.
She ain't on Cheerios. She loves cheese. Queso? Oh, she loves queso. She's 15 months old. She loves queso. She loves blueberries. She calls them bluillas. She loves fresas, strawberries, banana, pan, bread. Oh, her favorite. Anything carb. Pasta. Her favorite. Does your baby eat Cheerios?
She does, and sometimes when Daddy eats Cheerios and she's wasted them, I'm like, oh no. I feel like the crowd just turned on me, but share your Cheerios is what I'm saying. She likes to play with them a lot.
Oh yeah. Do you eat your daughter's food that she leaves behind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, Manny,
I mean,
always.
No. No, that's gross.
Yeah, gross.
That's terrible.
Manny, even like when she's mixed all the different things and she full on got like blueberries in her pasta sauce and whatever, he'll still just be like, I'm not wasting this. Sick! No, I'm wasting.
Do you need a bonzo?
No, I don't know. But he got sensitive stomach.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Or I save it for my friend Molly who has chickens and I give her scraps wherever Molly is. I give her chickens some scraps, that's what I do. Okay, let's go. Yeah, we've talked that one to the end. All right, let's do this one. Okay, my gratitude is going to Alabama football games. I go in memory of my dad, whoever booed. It was a sentimental thing. My gratitude is management at the post office. I work for them. Robin, where are you, Robin? Oh, there's Robin. Hey, Robin.
Please don't go postal. Roll Tide. I'm scared of you.
You go to all the Alabama football games in memory of your dad. But are you from here?
I'm from Birmingham.
Oh, you're from Birmingham. Well, yeah. That makes sense. But you go, so how many games do you go to? You go to all of them?
No, I go to like 4 a year.
Okay, you go to 4 a year. Do you bring somebody special with you? Bless you. Go by yourself. Bless you in the good way, not the bad way. That's really special. So you go in memory of your dad. And you work at the post office. And so you're telling me that management is where the problem is at. It starts from management. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Can you give me an example of how management ruins all of our lives? Yeah, you didn't put your last name. You're safe.
Okay, well, like yesterday.
About to get juicy, yes. It's fresh. She said yesterday, so it's fresh wound. It's still pussy. Go ahead. Okay, so they came in, they moved, rearranged some stuff, so then all the people that went delivering, they had to wait because they had to, like, fix it, and then they got out late, so then they were out for, like, 12 hours trying to get everybody their mail.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want it. Which post office do you work at? general part of town?
East Tennessee.
Well, you're gonna find out about it here.
Yeah, they don't care. We're not posting this on YouTube or anything. Yeah, that's wild because those Amazon packages, sometimes they'll be like I just ordered it and they're like, be there tonight by 10 p.m. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to like go home to your family? I can wait until tomorrow, it's fine. And they're like, nah, but we're on the way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, then see you at 10 p.m. And then they don't come. That gets lost in transit, and then I'm pissed. I'm like, no, you said 10 p.m. Yeah. Now all of a sudden you want to change it up. Now I got to cancel my order. Because I'm mad. I didn't realize that Amazon and the post office was in cahoots. I didn't know that. I didn't know y'all teamed up. Made this huge conglomerate of packages being shipped.
Yeah, I have like, do you ever have Amazon drivers like just show up in their regular car?
Yeah! And I'm like, show me your badge.
Yeah.
I want one of these that looks juicy. All right.
Oh my gosh, look in the back.
Oh! Ooh, this is juicy? This looks gossipy.
What time do y'all have?
Okay, my gratitude is my children, my life, and my man, Donnie. I'm grateful for the gift of laughter and tacos. Amen. Crunchy or soft? This is Tammy. Tammy, where are you? Tammy, crunchy or soft? Both? I needed you to say crunchy, but that's okay. My attitude is selfish and entitled people who are mad at the world. I lost my husband 6 years ago. I recently turned 60. And life is so good. People need to learn to accept the bad in order to appreciate the good. That's really special. Give it up for Tammy. Tammy, we met already?
Yes.
At the TPAC 5 years ago. You came backstage, you were so kind. Oh, excuse me, I was so kind. you were so kind you wanted to talk. You were so kind, you wanted me to know that you would be talking about death in your act, and I told you not to change anything. You made me laugh again. I met someone recently and discovered he loves your comedy well. Oh, that's so special. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Where's Tammy?
Tammy's over there with Donnie.
Oh, the ones we met earlier tonight, right?
Oh,
they've been on a dating app.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no. Was I in part of that conversation?
No, when I was on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I met my wife on Match.
Oh, and you guys did too.
They met on, like, was it Better Late Than Never? What was it called? I'm a stellar performer, but got laid off. Boo hiss.
Okay. Stephanie, where are you? Oh, here. Hey, Steph. Hey, girl. Okay, so you got laid off, but you're a stellar performer, you said. Stellar. I love confidence. Tell us, what did you do? What was your job that you got laid off? Yes. No! I thought those just get archived for just in case we continue to sue you or something. Okay, so she said, and you didn't hear her, when you call, like, and they say, you know, this call may be recorded for quality
assurance.
Yeah. Her company listens to all those voices. And it's actual humans listen to those voice messages? To make sure, yeah, now it's computers and blah, blah, blah. Still in all our jobs. Okay, so your company, well, that's why you got laid off, because they stole your job.
Oh. They don't care about service.
That's right. The big client left them because they don't care about service. And half the company was gone, just like that. Dang.
How much was that severance pay?
How long does severance pay last?
They had a formula.
Oh, it depends on how long you've been with the company, and then they go hook you up. Were you with the company for a long time? Hey, drinks on Stephanie, you guys!
All right.
Okay, let's see. Adriana Feliciano from Santa Clarita, California. My gratitude is my family. They always have something for me to clean. What? You like to clean? Where are you, Adriana? Are you here?
She's
Let me
cleaning.
See her hand. Oh, over there. Oh, she's cleaning, yeah. Wait, okay, so your gratitude is your family, they always have something for you to clean. Do you like cleaning? Is that what's happening?
I do not.
Oh, this was sarcasm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, in a future show, that could be your manitou. Club, we all got jokes. But your real attitude is everything dealing with menopause.
Ooh.
Yeah. Girl, okay, how about this? So perimenopause is like before menopause, and my mom would always talk about it, and I'd be like, that's for olds, and then I became old, and I was like, okay. I did not know that this was a perimenopause symptom until recently when I was watching a very funny Instagram reel that this one girl who I follow, she's very funny, she posts a bunch of, like, you know, throwback, you know, if you were a 90s kid, you did this, right? And she was itching her ear and scratching in her ear, and she's like, how you know if you're in perimenopause? And I was like, wait, that's a perimenopause symptom? As scratchy, like when your ear itches? And then in the comments, everybody's like, oh my God, same girl, me. Like, yep, like that's a perimenopause. And I was like, hold on. Because I got itchy ears. And I thought perimenopause just like skipped right over me. And I was like, ah, suckers. But does this mean perimenopause? Like, because I know nobody on Instagram is really a doctor, but I still do be taking their medical advice. Is there any medical professional here that can verify?
The doula. The midwife.
Is this a...
I'm not medical, but I went to an ear and throat.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like there was an air in there.
Yes, yes.
He gave me a cream.
A cream. What did he say? It was perimenopause? How old are you? 52. 52? Okay, girl. Okay, thank you, Justin Fields. I do know Justin Fields. This is... Thank you so much. She wants everybody to know that she knows somebody that knows
me.
A cream for your ear, but then you walk around with creamy ears? Ew. That feels better. Creamy ears feel better. When you sleep. Okay. Okay. All right. That's better than walking around with creamy ears. I have never said the phrase creamy ears.
Good. You raise your hand.
What in the world? Oh, we were talking about you. Sorry. Okay. Anything dealing with menopause, attitude. Do your ears itch? No? So it's a lie?
Hot flashes.
Hot flashes. Oh, and I remember my mom, too. She would, like, get super hot flashes and get sweaty. And then I was so, what's it called when you don't have, like, empathy for people? You know what I mean? Like, I would be annoyed that she'd be getting sweaty.
Psychotic?
Yeah. I'd be like, what? It's not even hot. Like, I'm annoyed. Like, how rude. And then now I'm like, I gotta raise everybody now. All right. Let's see. My gratitude is my kids are not the annoying kids. And then my gratitude is my son's best friend is the annoying kid. Melissa from Fairview, Tennessee. Where are you, Melissa? Hey, Melissa. So you got a good kid. How many kids do you have? Three. How old are they? 18, 15, and 6. Are they all boys?
Two boys and the girl's the oldest.
The girl's the oldest. Okay, so she's second mom is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You had a girl boy, and then 10 years later, it's like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's do it again, or like, oh, shoot. A little bit of both. A little bit of, well, let's see what happens. Okay, so your oldest is 18. She's like mom number two, keeping them in line. I don't know if y'all do spanks at your house, but my sister is the oldest, and she's like second mom, but she took it upon herself to do spanks. And we're like, you don't get to do spanks. Only mom and dad get to do spanks. And she's like, well, they're at work, so.
And how much older is she than you?
3 years older.
You were in high school together.
So then it just became a fight after that, after just fighting. Yeah. Okay, which kid are you talking about that has the annoying friend?
Our youngest.
The young, six. Oh, yeah. Is your son starting to learn bad things now?
No, he's good. He loves his best friend, but he gets annoyed by
him
and tells
him
he's just bad.
He tells you he's just bad.
Oh,
he's entertained. See, that's the thing. See, he gets annoyed by his best friend because he does bad things. And he'd be like, he's a bad kid, but also he's entertained by the bad things.
It's kind of a gratitude.
And yeah, and that's how you get comedians.
Yeah. I want to meet this kid.
Yeah, I know. Tell him to email us for a new alternative. Okay, pick another card, B. Thank you, Melissa.
Sorry. This is from Renee Champion from Gulf Front, Mississippi.
Oh.
Her gratitude is the ability to find good in everything.
Aw.
Whatever. Wish I'd have read this before I pulled it out. Her gratitude is I'm turning 50 and how I have to tweeze my nose hairs. How I have to tweeze my chin and nose hairs. WTF, !! Also, pee myself. I really wish I'd read this ahead of time. I want to apologize to you. Also, pee myself if I sneeze, laugh, or bend over.
She's got some pee-pee panties right now, for sure.
She can both meet. And where she's from. She wants you to know.
Who is this? Renee?
Renee Champion.
Champion. Where are you at, Renee?
She's in the bathroom.
Renee's in the bathroom. Oh, she's up there in the balcony.
You need to come down here.
You need some napkins, girl? You good? You good?
Sorry for everybody sitting near her.
Oh, yeah. Listen. What's that?
It happens.
Oh, for sure. Especially, and I know, like, a lot other two, like after they've had a baby, when they sneeze, then they pee a little bit. And then, like, I had a C-section, so I was like, oh, that part's gonna skip me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll still be intact. And it turns out, no, it didn't skip. It happens a little bit where I'd be like, oh, what? Hold on. Body, I'm gonna need you to take turns, okay? Just a sneeze alone by itself. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
So much. This is from Skylar Shira. Did I get that right? Shira?
Oh, you're right here.
Right here. Oh, hi.
Ooh.
He answered for you. Shira. My boyfriend, who I guess that's who that is.
I hope that's you.
Who shows me love and kindness. Aww. Since my mom passed away from cancer. At year 50 something. I'm sorry. I can't read. Well, that is. So this is your boyfriend who shows you gratitude. He brought you here tonight.
Oh. Yeah, or she brought him.
Oh, he was in your car, so you're like, hey, you want to come? Yeah, you drove. Okay, that's good. Yeah, yeah, she said, hey, I'm going to a show. And you're like, well, I'm in the cars. I guess I'm going too. That's good. That's good. And then you ended up being front row, VIP, unexpected. Look at that. You thought you were just going to Publix, okay? It's Tuesday night. Where else would we be going? And then turns out, no, you're at a VIP table on a comedy show. Well done. See, you got that Beetlejuice shirt on? Did you see the new one? Did you like it? I did like it. Anybody else see the new Beetlejuice? I really liked it. I thought they did really good nods to the original. I loved their afterlife role. It was so good. I enjoyed. Sorry, sidebar.
And her attitude is my soon-to-be ex-husband that won't agree on anything in our divorce.
Oh, I wish you read that sooner. That's so much juicier.
You want to come tonight? Good luck with that.
And with that, I will pull another card. Okay. Wendy. Wendy Kimball. No? You just like Wendy? I'm grateful for my fiance who continues, is this the same one we just read? Who continues to show me love every day. Ooh, cue the rain sounds.
That was perfect timing. Good job, Danielle.
To Wendy's great friends. Not Zanny's, I'm not sure. Okay, her attitude is my patience thinking that I'm not allowed to eat or urinate. This RN must recharge with some footage, and I don't have a camel bladder. Happy Wendy! Do you see her? Anybody?
Back here.
Back there. Hey, Wendy! This RN over here, so your patients get mad if you gotta go refuel? Like, what do you mean? Like, how do they get mad? Like,
they push their button?
Oh, pause for rain. Hold on. It's so loud, the rain. Okay, so your patients get mad if you have to go pee. You're like, hey, I'll be right back. And they're like, no, I need you now. And then, like, you and homegirl up here just be like right there in your pants. Just like... You're like, hey, if this is what you want, then I guess that's what you want. Are you gonna help me clean up this mess? You gonna clean up my mess, then I gotta clean up your mess? Is that how this works? You know what I mean? Is that what's happening? Then you get in an argument with him? That's how I imagine it going down. At the hospital. What hospital? What can you say? I don't know. Oh, a travel nurse. Oh, do you go to people's houses?
No.
Oh, so you go to different hospitals, like, around the country?
Yes.
Ooh. So which one are you at here?
National General.
National General. Ooh, everybody hates that one.
She's not very good nurse.
She's new.
I'm the girl in my life, I'll just tell you.
I don't know anything about it. I'm still new, so I don't know what National General is at, like. Don't go. Like, if I'm in an emergency, the ambulance, like, no, National General's the closest. And I'm like, just drive me far, I'll bleed out.
Keep going.
Anything but National General. I'll put pressure, keep going. Cynthia says, I'm grateful, with quotes around it. So I think we got another sarcasm in the works here, that my adult daughters call me every single day with all their problems. Cynthia, where are you? Cynthia, oh, this table again. Look at you guys are popular.
I know.
Okay, so your adult daughters, any of your adult daughters here?
No.
No, okay, let's talk about it. So they call you with all, how many do you have?
Three
daughters, they call you with all their problems. Do they have problems with each other and then you have to mediate?
Sometimes they'll text in the group chat, Mom, she's picking on me, Mom, she's mean.
Oh, still? As adults? No. We're okay, so our sibling group thread has gotten to the point where we all just now pick on my mom. Is what it, and then we feel bad. Well, at least I do. I feel bad after. But it'll, like, she'll say something ridiculous and we'll be like, Mom, what? No. And then somebody else will chime in and then we just start, like, poking fun, and then all of a sudden Mom's been real quiet in the group thread. We're like, who's gonna call her? Anybody, you be making fun in the group thread? Anybody else accidentally be mean to their mom in the group thread? Yeah, see, we've got a couple, just keep it real, just keep honest. Listen, I love my mom. My mom's the best. I call my mom very often to apologize for how awful of a kid I was growing up. Like, I'll think about awful things that I did as a kid, and I'll call her and say, hey, Mom, remember that one time in fifth grade when I stole your car? My bad. Bless my heart. All right, so your daughters call you with all their problems, and you don't like to, like, give your advice in them, or you do? Because it was quotation, so I don't know if it was sarcastic.
Well, they all moved to new places very recently, so
okay.
They don't really have a lot of friends yet. So
oh.
I don't like
Oh, you don't got time for it.
I love it, but at the same time, let's find some friends.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Go find some friends, girls. It's time. I do call my mom a lot, too.
Did you do her meditate?
Oh, no, I didn't. Stupid drivers. Especially when it rains. Go ahead, B.
This is from Darren Dacriol.
It's me.
Okay. From Louisiana. His gratitude is his wonderful wife. She is my best friend. She couldn't make it tonight, so I came with friends. That's very sweet. And his gratitude is all the places that hit you up for tips now.
Uh-huh.
The tire store... The
no
tire
way.
Store, really, yeah.
Yeah. Was that?
That's true.
Yeah. Darren, where are you, Darren?
Right here.
Darren, the tire store asked you for a tip?
Yeah. Places that, like, Steak and Shake asked you for tips.
Like, listen, everybody. So part of me is like, when everybody's now moving into this new technology and they're like, it's the software. I appreciate the employee that tells you, it's going to ask you for a tip, don't worry about it, it's the computer, just hit yes and yes. And I'm like, thank you. appreciate that. Now I don't feel like a jerk saying no to your face. You know what I mean? But the tire place?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. Yes.
That sounds like a shakedown. You want these tires or not? Give me $50. Or you might have an unfortunate accident on your way home.
Right, right. How much?
You might have to go to General Hospital. See Wendy. He doesn't want you to bring her bell because she's got to pee.
And then your wife, she stayed home so you can come with your friend. That's very nice. Give you a dude's night out. This one doesn't even have an attitude. Oh, they're just so happy. Okay, this one's gratitude is we'll do like two more. Okay. My fabulous sister who is here with me today and my hubby for letting me give her this ticket. Oh, same kind of situation. Look at that. Such generous people here. Her attitude is people who can't read a short email and gets an attitude about something I already answered to help them. Jackie from Woodbury. Jackie?
Hi.
Hey, Jackie. Oh, hey. I've made eye contact with you a few times. We've vibed on other things. Okay, let's talk about this short email thing. And I'm going to actually have Danielle chime in on this one because I think she shares a attitude with you. Because
yes.
Danielle
yes, I do.
Gives you every detail that you need. It's here, here, and here. See you there. Thanks so much.
Yes, I also use pictures and a very organized grid.
I work in IT service desk, so like, I get like service tickets all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, certain ones, it's just very simple. Just
yeah.
Do this, go
yeah.
here, easy, click this.
Have a good day.
People like to just read the first sentence and just respond with attitude.
No.
Why do you have a question about it?
Yeah, that's why I sent you instructions for going to this to activate your opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't read it. And then do they go, oh, my bad. No.
No, they just go, oh, it's working now.
Thank you.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Are these your coworkers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Wasn't your gratitude?
Oh, yeah, she's with her sister. Oh, you remember
well,
your gratitude.
I'm sorry that I'm paying attention.
I was in the gratitude. I was in the details. I was like, wait a minute. So then what happens when you reply with, like, boom, in your face, booyah?
Yeah.
Ooh, if you could.
Imagine
if you could leave gifts. If you could reply to a customer service email with a GIF, oh. Hey, if you still worked at that company, I would tell you to put that in the suggestion box. Oh, man, that would be great. You could just do a little mic drop and do, like, sarcastic GIFs. I love that. You should put in the suggestion box at your work. See if you guys can start bringing that up. All right, B, I'm going to have you pull the last card. Let's read the last card before we wrap it up. You guys, these have been fun. This is great. Thank you for sharing your gratitude.
Okay, this is from April from Clarksville.
April, better be a good one.
Put her TikTok handle in.
Okay, if anyone wants to follow her on TikTok.
Her gratitude is my ability to attract the people I love and need because we deserve happiness.
Aw, that's nice.
And her attitude is the price of food. Because it shouldn't cost this much to eat.
That's true. Who's this again? April. April, where are you? Girl, I feel you. We try to survive out here. Why is food so expensive? What the heck? What, is there a particular grocery item that you go to and you're like, eggs. And here's the thing. You want to be healthy. You want to get them organic ones. You want to get the ones that are brown. Cage-free. Just because it's brown is $3 more. Like, just... Yeah. Buy some chickens. Collect some scraps. There you go. Make your own eggs.
The McDonald's Bacon and Cheese McGriddles got up to $8.93.
Stop. Wait, for one sandwich? Or is that the combo?
That's what it was when I went through the drive-thru, and she asked me to round up to $9, so.
Stop. What is this world coming to? Well, on that.
That was kind of a callback that no one got.
I got it. I appreciated it.
Okay.
Thank you. I didn't show enough appreciation in my face. I apologize. You guys, thank you so much. Look at all these cards. You just sharing your gratitudes and your mattitudes. I appreciate you guys coming out to this show. This podcast, Fungula, is I really started this podcast because gratitude is a tool that I use for my mental health. Anytime I have anxiety attacks, anytime I'm feeling depressed, anytime I'm feeling any kind of something going on with my mental health, when I'm traveling on the road, when I'm by myself, when I'm away from my family, whatever it may be, I have different tools that I use in my mental health journey. I've had different supplements that I would take. I have breathing techniques that I use. But something that I've used for years because it's quick, it's efficient, and it's free is gratitude. Just practicing gratitude in your everyday life shifts something on the inside. Because when you think of things that you're grateful for, when you shift whatever that internal monologue is that you're thinking in your mind, you're in your head, you've been quiet for a second because you think you're trying to figure out all these problems, you're upset about them, whatever it is, if all of a sudden you pause and you think about something that you're grateful for, you already start the change on the inside. But then when you say it out loud, you hear the thing that you say you are grateful for. So the gratitude comes from in here. It goes out and then it comes back in. It's like this big gratitude circle. And next thing you know, you start raising your vibration, your mood. All of a sudden, you're feeling a little lighter. Maybe you're not hopping and skipping down the road, but you just feel a little lighter. You feel a little like, okay, I can do this. I can get through the day. I can make it through the grocery store line. I can make, you know what I mean? It's like you start giving yourself that little bit of medicine that you needed. And that's what gratitude is for me. So I said, I'm going to do a podcast where we talk about gratitude. We put good vibes out there. Whoever I'm talking with, let's talk about what we're grateful for. But we always got that one thing that we can be mad about, give us a bad attitude, and make us have that mattitude. And so that's what we like to share too. So thank you guys so much for being a part of this night. And you can check out our podcast. It's called Fungula. It comes out every other Tuesday on all the podcast platforms. So you can check it out. And I appreciate you guys, and I'm grateful for you coming out to my show. Thank you so much.